And Icterus, episode... Shit, dude. I don't even know. 1.4 or 14 or 15. Welcome to the Anadictators. This is Sam, and it's been a long time, my friends. A long, long time. I'd say 2-3 years since we've actually put out a real episode. It's actually just me right now, and Matt's not here. Zach isn't here. I just kind of wanted to record an episode and tell you that we're not going to be back, I don't think. I just feel like we really want to do one last episode as a final farewell. Maybe we'll pick up one day. I don't know. You never know. But I just want to give you guys an update and say that we're still around. But let me tell you how this kind of all came, you know, and how I actually wanted to do this. What happened really was I was on Facebook last night, you know, like everyone else in the world. And Matt comments on there and tells me that we've got a comment, a real comment on our blog from like September 10th. And let me just actually read this comment to you, because it was quite surprising to me that we received a comment. It's from this guy's name's EA, the initials, and the comment reads as, "I listen to the Andic Tears a lot on my way to work some days, so there's a whole bunch of fans that you guys have out here who may not have commented here or followed you on Podcast Alley. You guys are funny, awesome, and I really hope you guys get together again someday. September 23rd, 2010. Damn, that was almost a year ago. And it's, you know, fucking May 19th, 2011. And just now seeing that, talk about lazy. Really, that's great. I mean, big deal, one comment. I know, that's, like, it's not that big a deal, but in my mind, that's pretty sweet that he actually said that we had, it wasn't just him, he knew of other people that liked us. And I thought that was really cool. And right now I sound like, man, we didn't have any fans. I knew we had some fans, it just wasn't, real big like other podcasts. Like, gosh, I haven't listened to an anime podcast in years, but I'd say, I guess I was a little envious of, like, you know, Anime World Order podcast, and I don't even know of any other anime podcasts now. Ask Backwards, I guess. I'm just friends on one, you know, I'm just friends with one of the guys that's on that podcast on my anime list. I've never really listened to it, but they seem pretty professional. But let me just, like, give you guys an update on my life, I guess. I'm not trying to make this episode about me or anything, but things have changed in the interests of Sam. I don't even know why I haven't mentioned this yet, but the opening was the song Fiction by the Korean boy band Beast. Now you're like, oh, gay. Fucking, dude, what, are you gay now? No, dude, no. I just happened to get into Korean pop, I'd say about half a year ago, and it's really good stuff. I mean, they're really good live, sometimes, when they don't lip sync. And it's nice to listen to something different other than just American music all the time, where it's all auto-tune and everything, and, it's just different. That's the biggest thing. So, it's just something I've gotten to lately, and it's pretty cool. So, you definitely should check out Beast. They just came out with their first official full album. The rest of their music before that was many albums. So, it's really cool to see that they've improved this much, especially when they didn't start out very good. But this is not the point. This is not a Korean pop podcast. This is an anime podcast. This is where we're going to talk about anime. So, like I said, interests have changed. And let me just show you how they've changed by telling you that, let me just get them on my anime list, because I can't even name off my favorite anime right now, other than, like, Vodoms, you know, because that's the shit right there. Let's see here. Okay, I'm just, like, looking at my profile just to, like, tell you guys how things have changed. So, favorite anime still is Outlaw Star. I don't think back then I'd complete Armored Trooper Vodoms before we had quit recording. I love the show Crusher Joe, the OVAs from 89, Macross Plus, I still love that, I saw that a long time ago. Surprisingly enough, Bleach is in my favorites now, and I remember, and man, you guys probably are like, damn, dude, there's no way, because, like, you know, I was, like, anti-shonen, it seemed like, back then, but I tried to open up a little bit and stop being so narrow-minded, and, you know, realize that Naruto, Bleach, One Piece, all that stuff is actually, it's pretty good stuff. Yeah, it's repetitive, yeah, it's ridiculous, but it's actually really good stuff. And I've actually read about 400 chapters of the Naruto manga, as much as I hate on it. So I sound kind of like a hypocrite right now, but that's just how it goes, I guess. But Bleach, watch an episode every Tuesday, and read a new chapter every Thursday. So, something I look forward to every single week. Manga-wise, Drashen / Iceblade, still my favorite. Probably still don't pronounce this correctly. Sugar Yui, Death Frenzy. Finally finished it. Great manga. Bleach, just, it's awesome. I'm sorry, it's just so good. Of course, Matt and Zach would disagree, especially Matt. Gans, finally, I think I've caught up with that great, great series. And then another shonen, Hitman Reborn. It's the bomb. I look forward to reading it every Thursday as well. So that's how things have changed. Also, I think back then I was into Kamen Rider a little bit, but now I'm really big into it. I actually watch Kamen Rider Ooze, whatever you want to say, call it. And then Pirate Sentai Gokaiger. So I watch those every week as well. If you guys want to hear a real reason other than just reading, posting the blog and stuff, another, like a reason why we kind of broke up was because I got a little unmotivated towards the end of senior year because I had a lot of stuff going on, trying to get into colleges and stuff, which I'm sure you all understand. And it ended up that Zach was going to go to a college locally. Matt was going to go to a college 3 hours away, and I was going to go to a college 4 hours away. So we're all going different places, and that was the biggest thing. And I was just like, you know what? I don't really have that many fans. You know, that's kind of shitty. Actually, it is shitty, but that's just what happened, and we just didn't. I don't know. Shit happened, I guess. So, but like I said earlier, I think we definitely want to do a farewell episode. I'm not sure if Zach will be there or not. Maybe. Hopefully at least. But I know Matt and I will be there for sure, because I'm only going to be home another week, and I go back for summer school. You know, he's going to be home all summer, so we only got a week to do this, man, so we got to get this shit done. And now that I really think about it, another reason we actually, or I kind of wanted to stop doing the podcast is, you know, guys, mainly guys, there's this thing called the real world. We don't live in the Matrix. As much as you would love to, it's not going to happen. The point is, you know, when you're at school, like say you're in a high school setting, you're in study hall, it's in the cafeteria or some shit, you're sitting at the table with some girl, she's talking to you, and she's like, and you're kind of into each other, I guess, or whatever, and you've been talking to her, and she's like, so what are your hobbies? And you're like, oh, I'm on an anime podcast. I'm actually the main host. I do all the producing and everything. And then she's like, oh, wait, what's anime? Sorry, guys, that really doesn't get their skirts coming off, you know? So, what I'm trying to say is, I guess I was a little embarrassed by it. That sounds terrible, but, you know, you guys understand what I'm saying, man. I'm not saying I'm a loser. I mean, I wish Matt was here. If we do a farewell episode, I'll explain all this shit, you know. And I really don't look like a nerd at all. I'm a decent looking guy, I'm not gonna lie. But, wow, brain fart. But yeah, people find out that I actually like anime. They're like, whoa, really? I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh, that's cool. You know, some people, not everyone. Or they're just like, oh, you're a nerd. And I'm like, oh, thanks. I knew that. You know, so it's no big deal. So, let me think. Is there anything else I can discuss and to discuss with you guys, the listeners, that we hopefully maybe will have again? Who knows? So I can make this. I'm trying to make this at least 20 minutes, and I'm only up to like 13, almost 14 minutes. I'm really proud of myself because I'm doing this motherfucking solo right now, dude. I'm really impressed. Dude, I'm like killing it right now. Feels good. I mean, I could just like walk down the street and then walk across the highway and be like, yo, Matt, help me out, brah. But he's probably working. See how that goes. So let me think. Is there anything else? I mean, yeah, I've been still watching anime since then. I haven't stopped watching at all. And don't think that at all just because we stopped recording. Excuse me. That we're watching anime. No, hell no. Dude. What am I watching right now? It is the anime spring season, 2011, and I am only watching one show that's airing for that season, which is Blue Exorcist, which is really good so far. Excellent. I haven't read the manga, but it's really good. I'm watching the new Air Gear OVA because Air Gear is the shit. Watching the Black Lagoon OVA of Roberta's Blood Trail. which is only one episode left, and I'm not really that impressed, but Roberta is really fucked up. Like, damn. Of course, I'm watching Bleach, like I've said. I'm watching Gundam Unicorn, obviously, dude. I'm a fucking mecha fan. You guys know this shit. It's awesome. Awesome. I am watching Mobile Suit Gundam Wing as well, because I had it completed a while back on my list, but I was like, you know what? I was telling this to Matt the other day. You know, I really haven't seen every single episode, so that's not fair to say that's completely watched. So I'm actually rewatching the whole thing, and I got my hands on the remastered version somewhere on the internet, interwebs. So I can't tell you guys, you know, because that's illegal. And then finally, I'm watching the second season of Saint Seiya: The Lost Canvas, and it is like 5 times better than the first season. And the first season was, like, decent. And this is awesome. Like, I am so impressed by the animation. Action's so much better. It's smoother. Just flows better. It's just really good show. Man, what am I... Sam, what are you reading, dude? I'm reading... Goddamn. I have one chapter left of Alive: The Final Evolution. And these motherfuckers can't fucking translate the last chapter, or I haven't found it because I'm a retard, and it's pissing me off. But good series, all rounder Meguru, great. If you like realistic fighting manga, great. Berserk, who doesn't read that? And if you don't, wow. Where you been? Last couple chapters kind of flipped through them real fast, faster than I should, but. It's not like that many chapters come out. It's like once a month. Yeah. Thanks, man. Reading Bleach. Reading Gantz. Oh, man. I didn't know I was reading this. Inuyasha. I've read 359 chapters out of 558. Damn, dude. I don't even feel like I've read that much. I've even put a dent in it at all. Damn. Hitman Reborn. Mind Barrels of Iron. Yeah, I dropped that shit, like, after 10 chapters, like, 3 years ago, and now I picked it up, and I'm up to chapter 36. Wow, that's weird. I always do that. I'm on chapter 408 of Naruto. I'm not caught up, but I probably will. I probably will next year be caught up, but right now, no. I'm reading Neon Evangelion, because it's awesome. I'm reading X-Blade. It's okay. It's okay. It started out really good. Now it's... I don't know. And then I'm reading Zetman. And it's... Whew. I don't know. Yeah, it's good. I gave it an 8. I have a list as an 8, you know. But, I don't know, man. It's just... It's really good. But then, like, the chapters are so short. Like, they're, like, 16, 17 pages. And some of them just don't make sense. And... I don't know. It's good. But... Need some work. The art is excellent, though. For sure. I won't lie. So, damn. I don't even know what else to talk about. Let me think. Oh, yeah. I remember advertising this shit a long time ago on the on our podcast. Was the Real Man Club. And I'm proud to say that we have officially 304 members since... The creation of it, which was August 6, 2008, which, that's pretty sweet, you know, because it's a private club, we only let certain people in, we monitor everyone that tries to come in, because we have to accept invites. We have a new admin, so, he's doing a really good job, because I don't really do shit, I know Matt doesn't do shit, so, you know how that goes. So yeah, I get on there every once in a while, not as much as I should. But, yeah, it's good stuff. Anime news. New stuff. Let me think. I used to do the news, didn't I? Wow, I totally forgot about that. You guys can tell I'm totally cheating right now because I'm going to AnimeNewsNetwork.com, which I never get on anymore at all, which I don't know why. I just don't. But just let's look at some new stuff, like... Wow, you can go on ANN and you can watch Tiger and Bunny, Blue Exorcist, pretty much all new shows, which is really cool. Let's see. Wow, that's gay. Oregon High School Host Club gets a live-action show. That's stupid. I've never seen that show, though, so I probably shouldn't talk shit. Let's see. Oh, wow. U.S. Voltron Force cartoons promo streamed. That's cool. Let's see. What else cool shit is on there? Blah, 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 blah. Wow, nothing good, as usual. Nothing good at all. Oh, yeah, the Persona 4, the animation's new promotional video is streamed. Check that out. I'm not a big Persona fan, but I know some of you are that, read the manga, or not read the manga, excuse me, play the video games. So yeah. What else is there? Oh, hell yeah. Did you guys hear that little noise? That was my Kamen Rider W Decade movie in HD, aka Blu-ray, is done downloading. Legally, of course. Thank you, TV Neon. You're the shit. God, I love that movie. So, yeah. I am going to officially conclude this episode with just a few more remarks. Some things I'd just like to say to you guys. And then with an ending theme. In conclusion, I would just like to say that the reason I mainly recorded this episode right now is because I was bored and I saw that comment last night, like I told you earlier, and it kind of motivated me, like I said. So I thought that was really cool, and I thought I'd just let you guys know that we're still here, you know. Then that if I am really bored at school this summer, maybe I'll keep this shit going. You never know, and I'll keep diversifying the show a little bit more, like we were trying to do when we first tried to come back with the 1.3, 1.2. Four episodes and such, by talking about a little bit more than just anime and manga, but more Asian media, such as maybe stuff from Korea or maybe Taiwan or some HK movies from Hong Kong. You know, you never know. I might talk about all kinds of shit. Kamen Rider, dude. Of course I'm going to talk about that. Come on. But, you know, that's just an idea that I'm throwing out there right now. Hey, we have fans, you know, and you guys like that idea, email us. I haven't checked the email in years. Maybe we have a bunch of emails. I don't even know, dude. That's what I'm about to do right now. So now the ending theme is Fly Solo by Wiz Khalifa. And if I do have any emails, I will definitely reply and hit you guys up. So I'll see you guys later. And yeah, peace. I had a dream that the whole world was staring at me. I woke up and wasn't no one there. Wasn't no one there, yeah. Same song to a different beat. There's really sometimes I feel like I'm the only one here. I guess nobody cares, hey. But everything's good till it goes bad. And you won't tell all the people about the fun you used to have. It hurts when it don't last. No easy way saying bye. So I'ma spread my wings, head for the sky. And I fly so low. 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 And I'm tired of being tired and dealing with your BS. All the while supplying the money for your request. Without me, you're a dime, but with me, you're a buck 50. Ha! I could get another one quickly, but I'd rather wait it out. Take the broken pieces, try and fix it. Or you can let your pride overweigh the right decision. And I'll be in the sky, you can pay your boy a visit. Bye. I had a dream that the whole world was staring at me. I woke up and wasn't no one there. Wasn't no one there, yeah. Same song to a different beat. It's really sometimes I feel like I'm the only one here. I guess nobody cares, hey. But everything's good till it goes bad. And you won't tell all the people about the fun you used to have. It hurts when it don't last. No easy way saying bye. So I'ma spread my wings, head for the sky. And I fly so low. 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 And I remember what you said.
said, but what you say to me ain't guaranteed to always be the gospel. I was doing good way before I met you. Now you're off the set and I'ma let you see the show go on without you. Take a bow, think about it, and hopefully we could be friends, but I really doubt it. See, you be catching feelings now and I be catching planes. The story of my life, you're just another page. But everything's good till it goes bad, and you won't tell all the people about the fun you used to have. It hurts when it don't last. No easy way saying bye, so I'ma spread my wings, head for the sky. And I fly so low, 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 and I. I had a dream that the whole world was staring at me. I woke up and wasn't no one there. Wasn't no one there. Yeah.